Well, I think that, of course, Rick Boucher is one of the best representatives that any district, I think, has ever had anywhere, quite honestly. I worked with Rick quite a lot. He and I and his staff became acquainted very soon after I came to the district because we had mutual interests, which was this idea of building a strong economy based on our strengths, creating infrastructure that was necessary to support small businesses, helping tobacco farmers transition to other crops. We worked on a lot of those things. So, Rick was somebody who appealed not only to Democrats but to independents and even moderate Republicans, and that's exactly what I plan to do. The two things that that I have going for me that Rick did not is that, one, we now have one term of Mr. Griffith's record to evaluate, and it's pretty widely held by folks here that it hasn't added up to much, that he's mostly been a congressman of no, that he's mostly towed the party line, and it doesn't seem that he's taken any steps to really build jobs and strengthen this region. So his record, in my assessment and from what folks say, is not his strong suit. The other thing is that Rick was swept away at the same time that a lot of other folks like Tom Perriello were by a very aggressive in a Tea Party movement, and the Tea Party certainly has not gone away, and I sympathize with some of the concerns of Tea Party folks, but right now I think people are looking a little bit differently at that, and I think the shine has gone off that a little bit, and so that will help as well. I think people want a pragmatist. They want somebody who's been in the district, working in the district for many years. And I think that, combined with my farming and small business background that I have personally, we are building a case that this will be a refreshing change for the district.